So there is breaking news out of Tokyo 2020. There was always going to be a COVID interruption here or there. This is the way Chris Reason is reporting things on Channel 7.
Yeah, g'day guys. Look, disturbing and worrying news here. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but what we've heard is that a message has come through to our track and field team, athletes who were out training today, various venues, included among them the National Stadium. They got a message saying they had to return immediately to the athletes' village to get out of where they were in training and return to basically isolate themselves in their rooms until further notice. We believe this is connected to an outbreak connected to the US team. We know that pole vault champion Sam Kendricks, a US star and a real medal chance at these games, has tested positive, and it's believed that he was potentially training with the Aussie star Curtis Marshall, our pole vault champion, also a potential medal chance as well. Now, Curtis was apparently told to go straight back. Now, Curtis, of course, working with the rest of the team. So what the AOC, the Australian Olympic Committee, have decided to do is take the entire team, the track and field team, and isolate them until further notice. They're all expected to be going through tests as we speak. The worrying thing here is not only does it impact their training, but the competition for athletics, guys, starts tomorrow. The pole vaulting, where this outbreak specifically has occurred in relation to Kendrick, starts 10 a.m. on Saturday. We are fingers crossed that those tests come back and the results are negative for our Australian team. Here's an official statement from the US Olympic team now. US pole vaulter Sam Kendricks has tested positive for COVID-19 and is therefore ineligible to compete at the Tokyo Games. So he is now out. Double-edged sword there for our guy, Curtis Marshall. If he comes back with a negative test, it means that one of his key competitors is gone. So fortunate news for him, but awful news, of course, for the US team. It says in the statement that Kendricks and his close contacts were immediately notified and protocols were activated to isolate that athlete. The question will be how much that athlete, Kendricks, has mixed with other international athletes. The Australian Committee has decided to take no chances and has reacted quickly, as I say, pulling them all back to the village to isolate them, lock them down until we can get those tests in.
Chris Reason on Channel 7 a short time ago, the news update for Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Hamish McLaughlin will pick up the hosting roles on Channel 7 tonight. Hame, there was always going to be a moment of complication, and here it is.
I'm surprised, Jared, it's got this far without, to be honest. I mean, I know that we're sort of waiting for it. We had Alex de Minaur get tested positive pre-games, but we've been pretty much smooth sailing until now. Rizzo sort of summed it up pretty well. The text message that I got about half an hour ago was, and I'll try and just bring it up as we speak, but all athletes and staff are to return to their rooms immediately and wear masks in their rooms as an elevation of our COVID-safe plan until further notice on request of the AOC. And it was all around, as Chris said. So that came from the AOC to the athletes, and then it's on the back of it, Sam Kendricks, Curtis in close proximity, and as a result, plenty of concern. And we're told that sort of the tests take about 3 hours to get back at the earliest, 4 or 5 if things are slightly delayed.
Okay, so there's a watch on the Australian track and field team. It's been a fascinating day, and it's about to really liven up again. So Jess Fox, I'll be barracking as hard for Jess as I was for Kathy Freeman and Black Caviar, I think, Hame. There's an athlete who deserves an Olympic gold medal, and she's got one go left at it.
I think you and I texted or spoke post Jess missing with her final run in the K1, talking about the brutality of the sport and how sport can, you know, rip glory away from you when you're least expecting it. But that last little touch that cost the 2 seconds cost her the gold, which I think, you know, she deserves given how quick she is compared to the rest. But it's not as if she missed a gate or that she was slow. She was the fastest by a mile, and it was just a little bob here and there. And yeah, as we've spoken about a lot, she's so dominant in her sport. And of the K1 and the C1, perhaps this is the most dominant of the two. But even if you are dominating, it was proven the other day that it doesn't necessarily equate to what you want it to equate to. So the one run only just makes it just so nerve-wracking to watch. Two runs, you'd think she'll get there in one of the two. Yep. So, yeah, I'm with you. I want it to happen. I thought that it was going to happen. It didn't. Now I'm just fingers crossed.
So that was the toughest sporting watch in years, I think. That was excruciating, that 105 seconds.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the whole way down, you are hoping that she doesn't get caught in any of the water. She doesn't get delayed. Everything looked so clean. But it wasn't as if she was in any way, shape or form out of shape anywhere. You know, father was talking about how everything was looking good, but an inch here and an inch there is the difference between becoming golden and glorious and bronze and disappointed. Now, I'm in no way saying bronze is a disappointment. It's an unbelievable performance. It's just that, you know, I think what we were hoping for was she would complete the set, you know, silver, then bronze, then hopefully gold. That's not the case. But the way she handled it and the way she spoke, I think, I also said to you the other day that I spoke to someone who knows her well, and they say she is the nicest person you'll meet, and everything you hope she is, she is. Elevated again, posts like Kyle Chalmers Today post. He was just extraordinary with Nathan Templeton.
Yeah, the way he absorbed that, expressed himself, and, I mean, dealt with the disappointment and then sort of found the life context around it. It was a masterful display. It was actually one that I'm sure will be used for years to play to other athletes and go, so in your peak disappointment, and it is peak disappointment, he wins silver but he loses gold, and he was there for gold. This is how you present yourself.
I think you're right. The reaction times off the blocks, sometimes numbers are misleading, but Dresser was 0.60 off the blocks. Kyle was 0.66.
Yep.
0.60, 0.66. That was the margin at the end of it all. I thought with 15 to go, he was going to go over the top and do what he'd been doing in the heats and what he did in Rio. And that last touch was just agonising to watch. And no Australian male's ever defended the 100 free, and I thought it was about to change. But he didn't win gold, but he won me over, as you said, with the way he managed the disappointment. I mean, you can't imagine the heartache he was feeling. And then went and supported and watched in the stands and didn't look like he had a phone, wasn't distracted, was an absolute member of that team. And that's been something that's been pretty evident to me, the feel of the Australian team in the first 6 days and the way they all are supporting and talking and being united. It's been terrific to watch.
Hey, Zach Stubblety-Cook. So I want to run this past you.
Yeah.
Ash, so we immediately, there'll be one goal. If ever there was a man in need of a nickname, this is it. So Ash has texted through, and I think it's a ripper. What about the prickly chef?
The Stubblety-Cook becomes the prickly chef. Yeah, I'll go with that. What's your man's name that
Ash.
Texted that through?
Ash had sent that through.
Ash will get a mention tonight on Channel 7. That's fantastic. Yeah,
the prickly
chef. He'll be
thrilled.
So he was the guy that we were talking about, who, you know, you wonder where all these stories start, but he was the one that was terrified of the water, and his mum said there's only one way to get over it. So his mum took him to swim lessons to overcome his fear, and he says, I've told kids I can still remember swimming the first half lap and closing my eyes terrified and headbutting the wall, and I realised it wasn't all that bad. As a result, Vince Rowley at the Chandler Aquatic Centre has got him to become a gold medalist. And they talk about diet and other things. He says, my diet should be better, but like most humans, I just love coffee and love bread. And they're my two weaknesses too. So I've got a bit of an affinity with Zach. But, you know, we talk about how these new stories and new stars emerge. Best guess is 2% of Australians would have ever heard the name Zach Stubblety-Cook at best.
Yep.
72 hours ago. Tonight, he's the prickly chef.
Prickly chef. All right, carry that in your heart, Haim. It's great to chat. Good luck for tonight.
Good luck for Jess. Speak soon.
Good on you. Hamish McLaughlin from Channel 7. Jess Fox goes for gold in the newly introduced C1, an event which she has won multiple world titles in. Tokyo 2020 live, free and in HD on 7 and 7+, the only place to see it all.